I am Bill Radke. Covering the news today, we're still talking about deadlines because there's a deadline today for the residents of the jungle to leave. You know about the homeless encampment under I-5. Today is the day city and state officials are clearing it out. KUOW's growth and development reporter Joshua McNichols was there this morning telling us what clearing out the jungle means.
They tagged all the tents and they told them, you have to be out by this date because we're going to finally clear it. And what that means is social workers are going to come in and they're, you know, this really intense, this is it, you got to move. And then they're sorting through the belongings that are left behind. They're saying, okay, this is somebody's belongings. We're going to keep it in a plastic container for them to come get later. And this is garbage and we're going to throw it away. Or if it's hypodermic needles, they're going to gather them in gallon jars and take them to a hazmat facility. And we've seen evidence that, you know, this deadline is working. We've seen people picking through their own stuff and deciding what they're going to take with them. And we've seen people leaving.
How are people there reacting to this move out?
Oh, they're frustrated and defiant. Defiant, but they're saying, look, we're just going to go somewhere else. There was a guy who was camping underneath the Spokane Street Viaduct who said, hey, you can come down and camp by me. So they're just going to move somewhere else. Union Gospel Mission says they managed to get 25% of the people they reached out to into housing or shelter or another camp. But that leaves 75% of people here that just went somewhere else or are going to go somewhere else. Most of them are gone. There's only supposedly about 13 people left, maybe a little bit more than that. But, you know, there's not a lot left here.
Is there anyone there protesting or even trying to prevent this clear out?
Yeah, there were a couple of groups here. Stop the Sweeps is one protest group. And then the Tent City Collective, which is mostly UW students, were also here. They were here with signs to disrupt the press conference where the city and state were announcing this morning. But they've pretty much dispersed now. They say that really their effort is to shine a light on this sweep. They're upset with sweeps in general, and they're focusing their efforts on, you know, legislation in the city council that will prevent sweeps from a lot of different public spaces. And also, Shamasawant sent one of her aides down, and they were talking about putting money into housing instead of, for example, the North Police Precinct, which they think is tied to this jungle sweep here.
Finally, Joshua, while the city is clearing or sweeping the jungle, meanwhile, the city's considering officially letting people camp in some parks and sidewalks. What's the connection?
Well, this is state land here, and the state doesn't want people on this land, and they say they need to do maintenance under the I-5 bridge. This is an elevated structure. It's got expansion joints. And they claim that that is the reason why they have to get people out from under here. With parks, that's sort of the city's decision about what to do there. These are two different jurisdictions who ultimately have different constituencies to answer to. So they're treating encampments differently.
KUOW's growth and development reporter Joshua McNichols. Thanks, Joshua.
Thank you.